Lastly, the Buddha said your aggregates of vijnana or consciousness is just like a magician. A magician is also called an illusionist, who creates illusion for you to see. Hence the reason why the Mahayana always said, this world of ours is an illusionary world, a world of consciousness, so not so real and not what you think. Do wake up and do not be deluded.
You can understand, not so real. Do wake up and not be deluded. So what is this phenomenal world? How do you come to know the phenomenal world? Through what? Through your consciousness via your senses, isn't it? Clear now? So the phenomenal world is in fact the phenomenal world of consciousness, understand not? And how real is consciousness? When you become conscious of something. It's just an image up here, isn't it? True or not? How real can it be? You grasp at it, cling at it, give meaning to it, and become miserable over it. You don't know how to appreciate life because you don't understand this image. Even though the senses enable you to perceive and become conscious, that is such thing as life, understand or not? Because the senses is a gift from nature. You understand or not? Without the senses, you cannot live life. You cannot interact with the world. You cannot know the world. You cannot develop the ability to exist as a human being. Do you know with the senses, you become so beautiful? I think you all heard of this story in the internet in the early days. There was a teacher that asked the student to write down, what are the wonders of the world? You heard of this? Huh? You never heard of this? Huh? So everybody wrote what? The seven wonders of the world. What is it? The first one, of course, you know, like Great Wall of China, isn't it? Clear not? Huh? Then all the other wonders. Then there was one girl, no? He didn't write any of the wonders. No? He said, to me, the wonders of the world is my senses, no? My eye, you know, it gave me such precious, he called it the senses, to enable me to see, you know, the beautiful vision. You know. The moment I open my eye, I can become conscious of what I see. You know. And what is this thing that you see? Huh? You see the TV, yeah? They used to say sight and sound. You heard of this title, no? Sight and sound. Where you can see the beautiful nature, the beauty of life, the beauty of existence. In fact, our planet, do you realize that there are so many beautiful places, no? There are sea, water, everything, so pristine, especially those resort areas that very few people go on. Then a lot of nature, the mountains, the what, like the Xinjiang I went, a lot of beautiful nature, the setting, the snow-capped mountain, everything. Qingyap, Suian, we all went. Then you look at the Astro TV now, you can like enjoy the sight and sound, and all of what the world is. Sometimes through the internet you Google, they are so beautiful, no? The social media you receive. Even China itself, so much beauty, you know, within the country. Then when you visit Europe, South America, America, and a lot of other places. And this is live, you know. Oh, you go and deludedly say, unreal, not real. Anicang dukang anatta, don't waste time. Means you one-sided, understand? You only cling on to the unconditioned Dhamma, maybe not even the unconditioned Dhamma. You interpret the unconditioned Dhamma and think you know. Then you use your mundane thinking, to interpret and come up with an idea, views and opinion, then you comment. But those who are enlightened and have the understanding, they understand what the Buddha meant in the Lotus Sutta. 妙法莲花经, you heard of that sutta, isn't it? The sutta explained, is it? When you realize what Kuan Yin Bodhisattva realized in the Prajnaparamita Sutta, 真空妙有, understand? That's why true emptiness is a wonderful existence. When you realize true emptiness, life, existence become wonderful, understand? You can live life to the fullest. You can experience life to the fullest. Then you can get to experience all of the pristine beauties and wonders of life. And that joy, the third phase of Dhamma, Pativeda, you have a form of mind that is so beautiful. You got the wisdom of the Dhamma that prevents you from suffering. That type of noble life, and you don't know how to live it. So, don't blame anybody. Just blame yourself for not able to understand this teaching. So this teaching has a lot of benefit, a lot of meaning, beauty. So life, existence, even though not what people think, not so real and all those things, but there is such thing as life. Because the condition Dhamma provides such condition, understand? I used to tell people, those who don't know the true Dhamma, not awakened, you know what they say or not? After they cultivate, they think they enlightened already. They think, you know what they will say? I must behave and act like an enlightened being. No? I must have no craving. No? I must not get angry. You know what happened? Good food, all the nice food, they say, hey, cannot, this is craving. I used to tell my Kayamita what, craving, you bring the good food, I eat. You think the Buddha never eat good food? Who invite him? The king, the noble one, all invite him. You think he don't eat? He tell the king and the noble, all the rich people, I'm a monk. I eat vegetarian. I cannot have craving. Please don't offer. Do you hear any of this in the sutta? The sutta only say you keep the 8 precepts. If you become like a cultivator, means under training. So this precept is to guide you, understand? You undertake the training rule to train yourself, where this one can lead to downfall. It doesn't mean some other religion, they put the commandment, no, they never say it's a precept, no. They command you, no. And how they command? Thou shalt not, no. So if you have the understanding, you interpret, thou shalt not kill, okay? I don't kill, I hire assassin to kill. I didn't break the commandment yet. But the Buddha is different, no? I undertake the training not to kill, no? Even I hire assassin and cause to kill, still break precept. Understand, no? It's big difference, understand, no? So in life, don't be gullible. But don't go and quote me and say, Brother Teo say, don't worry, you know. Everything you can go and eat until your heart's desire. You overeat, you become craving, understand, no? So a lot of things depend on your understanding. Understanding is very important. If there is condition for you to have the good food, the good life, why not? If you can afford, pamper yourself a bit. Understand now? I remember one of the retreat. There was one lady. I don't know from Klang or where. She quite wealthy, you know. When I say this, I told him one of the trip. I brought my son, my daughter, my whole family. We flew business class to Europe and have our holiday. Immediately put up her hand. I agree. I can afford. Why not? He also fly business class and all that. I mean, once a lifetime, understand? You have the condition, and the means, and you can afford it, why not? So don't be rigid and gullible. So life, existence, when you understand, is very meaningful. You can live life really differently. Because you appreciate life. Then you have the understanding of life. Then you know how to live life. That's why you become different. Then like what the Heart Sutta says, when you realize true emptiness, wonderful existence, life become wonderful, existence become wonderful. And the beauty is everything go your way.